April 11, 1973, and I'm interviewing Hilmer Mangold and Ralph Sheerhart at the home of Hilmer Mangold. Mr. Mangold, how old are you?
65.
65. And your wife is Laura Breeden Marty Mangold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you, Laura?
61.
61. Okay, who were your parents, Hilly?
Louis Mangold. And Eugenia Nagler.
Eugenia Nagler. Okay, and how many people were in your family? How many sisters?
Three.
Three? You want to name them?
One boy and two girls.
And you were the only boy?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, who was your grandfather? On the
Joseph Nagler, senior.
Chester.
And on my daddy's side was August Mangold.
Okay. And how many children do you have?
Five
children.
Three boys, two girls.
Okay. Let's see, you were born in 1908, right?
Seven.
1907. You're a little older than...
6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you went to school, I understand that there were a few of you boys that were in one class and went all the way through school together.
Seven boys.
And what were y'all called?
Seven stars, I believe.
Yeah.
Seven stars.
Well, were you the seven stars, were you named by somebody that, or?
System or seven.
System. We was only seven boys in one classroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you
had one teacher.
You want to name who those seven were?
It was Tommy Haynes, Leonard Morty, Anthony Fitzsimon, Hank Biediger, Ralph Sheerhart.
How old again?
Sylvan Alford.
Okay, and Laura's first husband was Leonard Morty, right?
Right, he was
one. So that's
one
kind of unusual. You married two of the seven stars, huh, Laura?
Yeah.
So you two knew Sister Marcella real well. Okay, how would you describe her now?
Well, she was a good teacher. I give credit for that, but she was a little on the, I don't know what you might call it, loud side, I guess.
Did she keep you in line?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, now, how did she treat you like on the playground? Did you, did the girls and the boys play ball together?
Oh, not that time.
There's a board fence between.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, did you take your instruction all from her, or did you go to the priest too?
No, we went to Father Heckman gave us instructions too.
Well, what do you think of Father Heckman? How do you remember him?
Father Heckman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made letters for him and things like that when he wrote to Germany. He was from Germany, and I had to make letters for him and everything. He was all right. I liked him well.
Okay, now we're trying to find out some more information on the construction of the church. Do you know anything that your grandfather or your father told you about?
My grandfather.
This is
told
August
me that
Mangold.
They dropped them big rocks down from the cross hill up there in the...
Not August Mangold.
Huh?
Nagler.
Joseph Nagler.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That they drug the big rocks?
With oxen.
From where?
From up on the cross hill.
The big rocks?
Those big ones that are under the pillars there back at the church.
Okay, what is, what, do you know why that one is broken in front, under the...
They put the rock wall on it. That's what broke it, my grandpa said. Build a wall on that big rock, cracked it. It was a helper there, young boy too.
When they were working on
the
church?
Yeah, working on the church.
Well, did your grandfather help build it?
Well, he helped tow the rocks and stuff. He didn't help build it, I don't think.
Did he say anything about how long it took him to haul those rocks?
Well, I know a little what he told me, that they built so far, then they hauled rock and sand again. And see, this thing was going on, how long did it take them? A couple of years to build it?
It took them longer than that.
3 years, maybe four. Well, they worked when they had time, and then they hauled rock again and hauled sand, and then they worked again so far.
All right, did you ever hear from any of your, the old people, like who planned the church, who designed it, or who were the main carpenters?
No, I never did.
Never heard that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, Daddy, I think you told me that you always had heard something.
Well, I heard Steinle, I thought, and Sharp was some of the main bits.
It was the Carpenters.
Carpenters, yeah.
But today...
Stonemaids, I don't know who stonemaids.
All right, have you ever heard of halberdiers that could have been...
Halberdier was, yeah.
They were stonemaids.
Halberdier was one.
Now, today...
And didn't old man Dominic Sharp, and he won. He built a lot of these stone houses.
Yeah.
Okay, that someone told me Joe Sharp's father.
No.
Grandpa.
Joe Sharp. Grandpa.
Grandpa. Dominic Sharp.
Dominic Sharp. He and my grandpa came over here together.
Yeah, he was ranger with your grandpa and mine.
Yeah.
Dominic Sharp.
They came together.
Came together, didn't
they? They came from San Antonio with a mule. He rode the mule and Dominic Sharp led him. That's what my grandpa told me all.
Now, today...
Now, this is your grandfather Heaser you're talking about? Joseph Heaser?
Yeah.
Today, I'd have a chair that was walking around the church and in the back up there on that flare. It's a Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
F.A.
Yeah, I saw
it. Ready.
Uh-huh.
And I asked Tommy Hogan if they put it there. He said, no, it was there. Now, it was, I want to ask Carter Hagelin next time I see him. It's Daddy's house up there. You've been in that old Hagler house already, that big
rock
house.
Yeah.
And it was a feller, Arthur Young. Well, Arthur Young.
Arthur Young, yeah.
Yeah, you heard about it.
Yeah, Arthur Young, yeah.
All right.
Now, what do y'all mean by Arthur Young?
That's his last name, Arthur Young.
Yeah.
Arthur Young.
Spell it.
Sure, I don't know.
I don't know. And Damnation's that last one, is that he? Nah, I don't know.
Arthur Young.
Who put that there, but it must have been one of the rock masons that put that finishing on top.
Yeah, all the young. I heard them talk about all the young.
Or have you ever heard about a rock mason named Weber?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
August Weber. Well, yes, you
Steve
do.
Weber.
Well,
yeah.
Then would he have been that in that age?
No. He ain't old enough. You reckon? No.
All right, now you're talking about a Mr. Lacher.
Yeah, what was his first name when he had met him?
Maudie Shearhart's father.
Father, yeah.
Okay, what did he tell you?
He told me that he threw the sand out up there on that hill. They used to call it Mill Hill.
Miller Bowler.
Miller Bartlett.
Miller Bartlett, yeah.
Okay, and they had sand pits there.
Yeah, you remember yet, Blackie, when they had them sand pits up there.
Miller Bartlett.
He threw the sand out there, and then they hauled it to the church.
Now, you were telling us an interesting story about, what was the man's name?
Simon.
Simon?
Simon. Okay.
No, Simon.
Okay, what is the story about him?
Well, he was sent to Penn one time for killing a boy. But I don't know who the boy was. I just heard this, too.
Uh-huh.
That was before my time. And they was in jail here together, and they broke out, and the boy had a pistol. And Simon had a dollar. And he bought the pistol for that dollar from the boy, and then he killed the boy with the pistol and took the dollar away from him again.
And they were both in jail at the time?
Both in jail.
Were they young at the time?
Well, I don't know. When I knew him, he was an elderly man.
Oh, you had seen
Simon.
Him?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did he come back from the pen? And when you were
That's
young?
That's what I know him. When I got to know him, after he come back from the pen.
He was an old man then?
Oh, yeah. Pretty old man.
And how old were you at this time?
Oh, I could have been about, 1907, about 10 years old, maybe. He was still living when I was 10, 12 years old.
All right. Do you remember when Toom came back from the pen?
No.
Do you remember?
Toom didn't come here when he came back.
No. Caught in this prairie hay that time, and the oldest Shoehart boy, I believe his name was Arthur, had some money in the trunk. And they accused this gal of stealing. And then they tried him, and I don't know how many years they got. But I didn't know him. I just heard this, too.
Well, what did he do that they tried him?
Here?
They tried him
for stealing that money.
Oh, just for stealing.
Yeah, breaking into his trunk.
Uh-huh.
See, he worked there. He stayed there, is it? They gave him I don't know how many years. And Uncle Henry told me they worked him to death, too. He come back then, he was here.
What was his name?
Willie Gallup.
Good.
Brother David Gallup indeed.
Uh-huh.
And then he stayed here a little bit and he left and they don't know what become of. Two of them, Fritz and Willie, got away. Gallup lost. Never nobody knew what become of.
Hmm. All right, what was the story your Grandpa Nagman told you about the Grunewald?
That he was drinking water. I don't know, I guess on a river or a tank, I don't know, and a guy shot him. And he said he took him for a bear with them long hair. But Grant Van Ankelen told me he was supposed to be a witness on a case, and they wanted him out of the way.
And so they thought that he was killed purposely.
Yeah, but see, the guy got out of it that killed him. He said he took him for a bear.
All right, there were two boys that were that died on that trip.
Yeah, well,
and you said you knew their sister.
Yeah, I
knew. And what was her name?
Well,
Greenwald Mary,
they called her, that's all.
Okay, what happened to her?
She died to old age here. Yeah, she's buried here. She died in that house where Arthur Hayes lives now. Grandpa Nagler come back out of the Civil War, he told me this. They come horseback, and he took his horse across the river here, was the Hoffman Crossing down here, where Richard Jott lives now, in shallow water. And he took his horse over there and staked it in the evening, overnight. The next morning, the Indians stole it the first night already.
So the Indians were real active here after the Civil War.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they were making a last stand probably to...
Right. That was after the Civil War when he come back.
Uh-huh. This is your Grandpa Nagler.
Nagler, yeah.
And did he serve in the Civil War?
Yeah.
But how far did he get away from here? In other words, where was he stationed?
Mississippi River, I know, and they swam 1,000 big steers across the Mississippi River. Soldiers on the other side didn't have nothing to eat. They had to take them steers and they had to wait till they already had ships, warships on the Mississippi that time, the Norton. And they had to wait till the ships got away from there, and then they pushed him in the water, swam him across.
Uh-huh. Now, did your grandfather get into any actual fighting in the Civil War?
Well, I don't know. I don't never heard him say that. I don't believe he was in any real battles.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know of any other men from around here that served in the Civil War?
Yeah, Holzhaus.
Old Holzhaus?
He was in the Northern
Army. Hillhorn.
Hillhorn, yeah. Holzhaus was in the Northern Army. Uh-huh. But that's his grandpa, he would say, but holds his hat's missing stable, she is, and that fella, she had to be Bull Run. He holds us in the Battle of Bull Run, but he was on the northern side.
He was running.
And Agnes says, they had to shoot him in the behind because he was running at Bull Run. Yeah.
He told me in Church Roadie one day, he was a young boy, and they hitched up two mules on a wagon. But when they had the last action to move the courthouse, and sent him up north there somewhere else. Somebody had, I don't know how many Mexicans working up there, I guess cropping land or something. And he had to get them down. They voted them all, never had no pull that. He held the bag again. He was a young boy.
Yeah.
Church Fly, what was his first name?
The Castro men figured that the election was rigged, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was. They stole it. See, they tried it, I don't know how many times.
Three times.
Yeah,
this was the third election.
And then old man Corley, here, had the store, this two-story building. That's what Grandpa Nagler, these old fellows, I heard him talk. His grandpa always come over here to Grandpa Nagler when he was still all right. And Corley sided in with that bunch. And then after the election, after they moved to the courthouse, the people didn't trade with Carla no more. Then he moved to Hondo and started the store there. You heard that?
Yeah.
And then he lost the boy right away over there. Died from typhoid fever, I believe, by the name of Henry Corley. And he had all the land from Dundee on the railroad track on the north side till where the Noonan Ranch starts, where Otto Haglund starts now, all that land, lost it all, the wholesale people took all the land away from him.
Okay,
course,
but the men from Honda were supposed to have come over during the night and got the records, is that
correct? Oh yeah, right. Guns on, sure, heck yeah.
Well, where was the courthouse at that time?
Where the city office is now.
City office.
Well, was that the first courthouse or the second courthouse?
No, that wasn't the first one.
No.
They have one, you heard that. Like when they had a young guy in jail there, he was drunk. And old Vernon was across the street, and he was not. That jail was two stories.
Yeah.
And they had hay at the bottom. I don't know why they had hay in there, for what. And somebody lit that hay. And the smoke killed him up in the second story. And he always hollered, "I'm burning." And old Vernon said, "That's not so Felix Sofa."
you know, that
didn't drink.
Shouldn't have drank so much. He was drunk and put in jail. I don't know who the officer was. Now, that wouldn't go no more. You'd get in a lot of trouble, and they killed him up in there.
Who? You don't know who
it was? He was a young guy that worked on the canal here. He wasn't from around here. He was.
Well, where was the jail at that time?
Right between Hank's house and a little further back.
See, the courthouse
right
was already...
Right next to the courthouse.
The county seat was already moved, but they still had the jail here. Then later on, they tore the... At least that house then. The hippies got the build out of them rocks.
Build out of
the
jail, yeah.
That house, the old jail.
The hippies house, yeah.
If Alexander built that house, then the rock from the old jail. Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you all ever remember your parents telling you that after the...
Dick Tunder built that house.
All right, do you remember your parents telling you what happened to Castorville after, like, the county seat moved and, the railroad had already bypassed it in 1881 and the county seat in 92 was moved away? What happened to Castorville? I mean, did they talk about it?
Well, I don't know if it hurt the town. Of course, the railroad, I guess, would have helped at that time quite a bit. Now, railroad don't need anything no more.
Well, help in one way and what can ruin it now. They run over them, where they got railroads, they run over the people, and they never run over nobody, the railroad.
Well, the old fellas, at that time, of course, I heard this story too, you know, they run freight wagons, haul freight, and they thought if railroad get in here, they wouldn't have the freight to haul them. Now, if that's true or not, I couldn't swear to that, but I heard that story.
Mary Wiener.
We used to do
the
same.
Yeah. He jumped down the way.
Yeah.
They have any children now.
No.
They never had
no. Well, this must have happened since
we were born.
Well, yeah, I remember it.
What was his name?
It happened on a Sunday.
Yeah, let's see. But what was his name?
Frank?
Frank Hoffman, yeah.
Oh, Frank.
He was a brother, too.
His wife was a Belgian. Yeah.
And he jumped down the well.
Yeah.
Jumped down
the well.
It killed him.
They got him out again, then later on.
Yeah.
He shot himself.
Yeah, with a shotgun.
She wrestled with him. He wanted to kill her first, I guess, with the shotgun. She wrestled with him. The shotgun went to his stomach.
That got him.
Yeah. They built them fences around that.
Montel?
Used to be a board fence around along the river. All board fence, like you remember mm-hmm. that, yeah. They was all built by slaves for cedar posts.
Uh-huh. Now, after the Civil War, when the slaves were freed, did you ever hear anything about
what... Well, some of them slaves stayed. They didn't leave. They just stayed with the people.
Do you know any of the names of those Negro people?
Well, old Sutherland was one there out here.
Was he one of their slaves?
No, not there, but he was a slave.
He had been a slave.
Yeah, but not
this
for
one. This is old Frank Sutherland.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And I guess... Oh, Neil, you knew Neil, yeah.
Major Neil, the well digger.
Yeah, oh, he's Club Dan Gallagher. He was one too, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe a slave, but where? I don't know.
What well, there, we was some, there were some Negroes that opened a school around New Fountain. And I wondered if a lot of them moved together kind of in a...
What?
They opened a school for themselves, some Negroes, around
New
Fountain.
Oh, we used to have, when I was a little young boy, we used to have quite a few Negro families around
Not
here.
Not too many.
Well, the Dick, or the Neil, or the George Elam.
Yeah.
George Elam and...
Oliver, where's Salahar coming?
Oliver and Gilbert Birtwell. Wonder if he still lived, but he was in Kerrville the last time.
I don't know.
Gilbert Birtwell was his name. He was raised here, I guess, at Castorville, and he lived here that time. Rudolph Jackson. You know
Rudolph Jackson, but he...
He was a slave. He was longer, younger.